Okay, I've got artist Chris Wilson on the line, and Chris's new exhibition is opening in the Doorway Gallery today. It's in 24 South Frederick Street, Dublin 2. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you doing? You well?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Good to hear from you. Let's see now. The exhibition is called Small Islands, and it features paintings and small bronzes. But can I just say to you, I've looked at your website recently, and I was taken by some of the commissioned bronzes that you've worked on in the I've looked at 2010 up to recently, and they're commissions that you've done for the north of Ireland. And I'm looking at one big one in particular. If we could just focus on this for a little bit, it's called River Lions, and I'll just describe it from your website. It says, River Lions aim to combine three elements identified with the location: the flowing water of the Ban River, the importance of the eel industry, and the historical importance of Neolithic discoveries. The three layers are interwoven through designs that flow around a vertical stainless steel column. The primary symbolism is of movement of water, time and journeys. This symbolism relates directly to the location and to the daily journeys of the passing motorists. So, it's an intriguing piece, Chris. It is a slightly reminiscent of the spire in the middle of Dublin's O'Connell Street. That's how best I can describe it to the listeners. But you've worked on a lot of commissions over the last several years, and big stuff I'm talking about here. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yes, that's right. And I mean, River Lions, I mean, that's a lot of the pieces I've done, including River Lions, they're very site specific. It's always a tender process, and you submit ideas along with other artists, and you develop a theme around a particular location. And you've already highlighted the types of information that the commissioners wanted to be embraced in that particular commission, which was the fact that when they were building the tomb bypass, they discovered some very early Neolithic remains and site information.
Yeah.
So it was you know, they reckoned it was stretching back almost 10,000 years. So I tied that in with the idea of the eels making this return journey every year, you know, to Loch Ney along the Ban.
Yeah, yeah.
And that tied in with the idea of the motorists making their daily journeys.
Sure, sure. I'm looking at a black and white illustration of this that I printed off. But are there does lighting feature in this particular sculpture?
It does. It glows blue. There's blue. There's neon inside the
right
structure. So at night it has a very nice blue glow.
Yeah, it must be a very striking feature all the way from motorists who are on the motorway when they're passing by it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the intention was to have to mark the location and to have an important landmark, but at the same time not to have a distraction. So
yeah,
it's meant to be readable as you pass, as opposed to, you know, something that you would stand in front of, which is very different from the bronze pieces and even the small bronzes in the Doorway exhibition.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if
you can move on to that now, because there's a series of paintings in the exhibition, and it is starting tonight, I think, isn't it?
It's the 6th of December,
so it's starting and it's going to run until the December the 4th.
Yeah.
So can you just tell me a little bit first about the paintings? They're all acrylic and graphite, isn't that correct?
That's right. A lot of the work that I've done over the years has been both painting and sculpture. And there's elements of drawing, what I would call drawing or mark making, which is important to both aspects, both mediums. And the paintings are a building of layers in a very subtle way, where there's rock strata, there's elements of landscape,
mm-hmm.
but the layers are built up in such a way that each subsequent layer hides a little bit of the layer below. but you still see the evidence of it. So in a way, it's like looking at a landscape from the point of view that it has the evidence of past habitation or even agriculture. I mean, you know, sometimes you can see hillsides with the old potato furrows, you know, grown over, but at certain times of the day, particularly in the winter when the light's low, you can see it all highlighted. So it's that sort of archaeological, almost excavation-type visuals. And, you know, the paintings play with that idea of looking down from an aerial perspective as well as the normal linear perspective of looking into a landscape.
Yeah, well, the one I'm looking at here in the Doorway Gallery's brochure is of Atlantic Shore. And it looks like it's, for all the world, you'd say that's an abstract painting, but it's not really. It's more like semi-abstract because there's a feature, a house and another building feature in this painting. And I think this theme runs throughout this exhibition, doesn't it? Because I was actually over in the Doorway Gallery last week and I managed to see they were setting up the exhibition, and I had a look at some of the work that you are featuring in the exhibition, and these little houses feature in a lot, and they actually even feature in the small bronzes.
That's right. I mean, the bronzes, I mean, the two elements, the paintings and the bronzes, are intended to, they're part of the same sort of language in a way, because the paintings, I mean, they use rock strata as the sort of bedrock, the surface that runs from top to bottom and side to side. And that's the essential surface on which the picture is built and composed. The little bronzes are very similar in the sense that it's a cast of a real rocks. I mean, a bit of the ground that you would stand on, for instance, at the shore.
Yeah.
And then it's transformed into a much larger landscape by the placing of the little house. So, I mean, these are very just typical small dwellings that you would see in the countryside. So they're intended to be symbolic of our presence within the landscape.
Yeah. Could I use the word organic to describe them, basically? Yeah.
Yes, you could. Because, well, they're almost like little moments, like frozen points in time, because they are very still, very quiet. You know, they're not... They're meant to be, the layers, particularly in the paintings, you know, the layers are built up over time. It can take a few months to finish any particular picture because the layers have to dry. They're painted over and the same, that process is, and sometimes they're rubbed back, and that takes a long time. So when I start a picture, I don't necessarily know, I don't know at all actually what way it's going to emerge, because there's certain elements that I might like in it, and then all the rest gets painted out and it starts to be built up again. So it's a very organic process in that sense.
Yeah, so it's very, you mentioned, it sounds like it's very time-consuming. The whole, I mean, you did say it's quite time-consuming. So this whole exhibition must have taken quite a long time to put together.
Well,
this series of paintings, rather, and the sculptures.
Yeah, they're works that primarily date from the last 2 years, maybe just a bit longer than that, maybe 2.5 years. But I always think of it, I mean, I see them as part of a continuity that, I mean, I've been working professionally as an artist for 29 years. And in the first exhibition that I did in 1985, I actually came across it the other day in the brochure. I used a quotation from the poet Stephen Spender, and he said, different living is not living in different places, but creating in the mind a map. And I was thinking about that again, and it was the idea that the map you create in your mind can be small or big, depending on your circumstances or your outlook. I mean, as a child, you have a very small map. I mean, it's your house you navigate, your garden, your street. As you get older, it becomes much bigger.
Yeah.
And those ideas have always informed the work, even over that length of time. And a Canadian artist friend used to correspond with me and refer to, well, she always started her letters or her emails with from across the pond. And that idea of even the Atlantic being reduced to, you know, a pond is a very imaginative leap. And it's those types of strategies that are, you know, I find particularly interesting in terms of landscape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we approach landscape nowadays very differently from artists or people in the past. You know, we're very, very familiar with looking at things from an aerial perspective now. And you know, I try to embrace a lot of those imaginary ways of looking at landscape within the work.
Mm. Okay, well, the exhibition's opening today, and it's the guest speaker is Dr. Yvonne Scott, who's the director of TRIARC, which is Trinity College Irish Art Research Centre, and it starts at 6 p.m. and it runs till 8 p.m. and it's running until December the 4th. What does the exhibition move on then, Chris, from the doorway after December the 4th?
No.
What's the plan then for the future for the next body of work? Have you started a new body of work?
I never stop. I mean, at the minute studio, I would have three works that are. I always like to have something that I'm working on. I don't ever have, you know, a stop point and think, well, I'll have a month's rest and then start again.
Yeah.
Because it's what I do, and I the thing I like best is being in the studio every day.
Yeah, yeah. So you said you're working on three different pieces of work at the one time.
Well, they evolve at different stages, and you know, one of them is prominent at the minute, and the other's got its back turned to the wall so that I don't look at it all the time, and then that'll change again. So it's a case of each day you go in, you've always got something to be working on.
Yeah, a new perspective on a piece then, yeah, in a sense.
Sometimes you have to leave things for a while. You'll give them a bit of breathing space.
Yeah.
And to let them, to give them time to develop.
Yeah, much like a writer would do.
I reckon so, yes. I mean, I'm sure they would spend long periods looking at words on pages and thinking how could they change something or, you know, say it maybe differently.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's always in development, really, in a sense, isn't it?
It is, and there's certain phases, particularly in painting, that, you know, some phases might be more energetic, and a lot of surface work happens quite quickly, and then you actually maybe undo a lot of that work over subsequent weeks, and so it's that process of, like, you know, two steps forward, one back, and that can continue for quite a while.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, a lot of artists are asked by different people, how do you arrive at a point when you say that picture is finished or that bronze is finished? I mean, how do you decide, oh, well, look, I'm putting down the brushes now, that's I've completed that, I'm not doing any more to it?
I think that's the thing that you develop with experience and over the years, and you just get to recognize or feel comfortable with something when it's reached a certain point, and to do anything more would endanger it or potentially overwork it. So it's something that grows from experience, and I mean, I'm sure all of us would admit that in the past we have overworked things and, you know, destroyed them. You know, there have been, they just have to be painted out completely and started again.
Yeah.
So there's always, and in a way, that sort of risk, that challenge, is what makes it refreshing and interesting, you know, every day.
Okay. Right. Well, Chris, we'll have to leave it there. But good luck with the exhibition this evening. You'll be in the Doorway Gallery yourself later on this evening.
I'll be up and I'll be there.
Okay. So listen, enjoy the evening, and well, I hope between now and December the 4th that you sell out.
Well, thanks very much, Pat. It's great to give me the interview.
Thanks a million, Chris. Good luck with you. Good luck.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.